backpack. It's pretty good.
You make it sound like I've never seen a backpack before.
Well.
Oh, is that what it
that's
is?
That's what a backpack, that's a backpack is. That's what a backpack is. Oh,
I've been using the wrong thing this entire time. That's a backpack.
Yeah, you wear it on your back.
Explains.
You put stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
On your back.
How much stuff?
I mean,
everything.
Enough for 4 days of travel. That's the best part.
What's up, y'all? I'm Zach.
And I'm Steve. And this is Fireside Swift.
Very nice. What's going on, man?
Hey.
Hey.
So this is interesting.
Feels different.
Feels a little different.
Things are strange.
Yeah. I'm actually looking at you.
I know, and it's very unnerving. Like, I don't know if I'll be able to do it for the rest of the show.
Yeah, this is going to make this show a little hard. Maybe we should just like end it now and mm-hmm. like I can go in the other room and then we just, you know, I'll put some headphones on and we can record that way.
Personally, that would make me feel much better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or we just power through this.
You know what? Let's just go through it, see what happens. see where this takes us.
So if you haven't figured out yet, I'm in Austin. If you haven't figured out that part, at least, you didn't listen to our last episode, and I'm a little upset with you. At any rate, I am in Austin. I'm working an event for South by Southwest. Give a shout-out to a Great Big Story. That was a lot of fun. If you haven't heard of Great Big Story, this is like, you know, free marketing for them.
Yeah.
Go check it out. It's greatbigstory.com. They do... interesting stories. Like their goal is just to find amazing, curious stories around the world mm-hmm. and film them and share them with people. So they had like a lot of really cool stories. So check it out. I found my new YouTube obsession. So
and it looked like those. So I didn't know about them either until you came here and told me what they were.
Yeah.
And it looks like those stories are fairly short too. So you could.
Yeah, they got a lot of little short ones.
Yeah.
They have some longer form ones too, but it seems like their specialty is like 3 to 5 minute mm-hmm. long documentaries about yeah. something interesting.
Right.
Like this event highlighted three of them. There's this one guy who won like 15,000 of those little claw games yesterday.
Wow. He won them yesterday?
Or sorry, last year. Why did I say yesterday?
That was
last year.
That's yeah. impressive on a lot of levels.
That would be insane. This is still pretty insane. 15,000 of those little stuffed animals he won last year.
Was it all from one game?
No, he would just go around and like part of the documentary is like the owners of like the places that have these things would like buy him food, buy him drinks just to get him away from the machines because they would lose money with him around. And he would just take these and they would take up his whole house. So he just start giving away.
Yeah.
And, he found, like just charities that he could give them away to. And
oh, that's awesome.
Kind of neat.
I'll have to check that one out.
Yeah. So highly recommend it. It was a lot of fun working the event, but they also paid for me to come out to Austin. So I figured I'd stop by, Zach's place.
And, yeah, I know. We were my wife and I were sitting on the couch and then there was a knock on the door.
Yep. And then a car drove through your wall, and you're like,
"Here you are, here you are." No, but it's been a lot of fun having you out. And to be honest, we actually haven't been able to hang out too much because you've been so busy.
So I've been here for 3 days now.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen you.
We've had two conversations, I think, and then I got to sit in on some debugging.
That's right, because I got home Friday night, and there were some things that could be improved with the code after seeing it live. And so Zach got to backseat program with me while I'm trying to frantically figure out how to fix these things that were going wrong during the event.
Yes, and if anybody has the opportunity to do that, I say go do it, because it was a learning experience for me. Being able to watch someone do that in the wild, right? Like, it wasn't a YouTube video where someone's like, oh, I've got this buggy code, I'll fix it. It was okay, I need to get this stuff done now. This is a production, you know, app for a client. Let's see what I can bust out. It was awesome.
So
it had a different feeling.
Like, what did you notice during that? Because I was still frantic about it. I haven't really...
The tears, mainly. Well, you know, the tears. The way you handled it, just like, you took everything kind of in stride, right? And you're like, okay, this is, we'll fix this this way. We'll fix it. It doesn't have to be perfect. It just needs to work. We don't need to be able to do a ton of testing on it. As long as we can get it off the ground, then we're happy. And, the way you kind of just, you calmly went about.
I don't remember being calm.
It was, you said you were like, I can't believe this happened. Like, you would say things that would make it sound like you were upset, but you did it with such, like, I don't know if you were just exhausted at that point. You had no energy not be calm.
I'm sure that was a part of it.
But you looked very, like, collected.
Okay.
And the way you coded was a way in which, you know, you weren't frantically just writing things all over the code and hoping something stuck.
Well, I don't think you can do that and ever expect that to work. So I guess that's part of it too. Like, I don't think I could code frantically. Mm-hmm. Like, that's as frantic as I could get, really, yeah. I think.
Yeah.
But, yeah, okay.
But you knew what the issue was and you broke it down kind of step by step. You knew exactly where in the code you needed to look. You found it. And went from there.
So. I had my hunches throughout the night, so I had plenty of time to think about it. So when I got here, I was like, all right, I need to tackle this. This is where it's got to be, and go.
Well, you did it, and you did it very well. So yeah. I commend you on that one.
Oh, cool. All right. Nice. Well, I'm glad you got to see that. Yeah. I didn't know if we'd be doing any coding, you know, while I was out here. So that was kind of nice that you got to see that.
So. Yeah. No, I mean, like I said, it was a huge benefit for me. So
well, if you... I mean, you went to bed that night, but if you had stuck around, you would have seen some frantic Android programming, too, because I did that. Oh, you saw a little
I saw the beginning, and I thought, I'm out. I checked out, went to bed. It's like, I've got work tomorrow. I'm going to sleep.
Yeah,
let you handle that.
I broke out some Kotlin. I showed you a little bit of Kotlin.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
nothing crazy.
That was fun. And because we've been so busy, I would like to say that we're catching up on Twitter.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's our one item of follow-up, right?
Yeah. We've had a few people get to us on Twitter, and we're catching up. I was able to send out... I like to send out welcome tweets to everybody. I fell way behind. That list got very long.
Yes, if you're wondering why you were a batch uploaded to our Twitter greetings, that's what happened.
That's what it was. And then Swayfache went in and tried to
hijack.
Steal
yeah, he tried
to
hijack them all.
Which is exactly.
Hopefully
what
he did because he's worth following. So
yep, indeed.
Please do if you're wondering who this other guy is responding to the message that you were included in.
So our follow up is that we're catching up on follow up.
That's pretty much it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
I guess I should probably mention who was it? Who was it that commented about the website that's not yet ready?
That would be Joe Cap, I believe.
Joe, patience. We're getting there. And that's actually one of the things that Zach and I are going to spend a decent amount of time tomorrow working on is the plan for getting that website up and running. So it is a work in progress.
Yep. In fact, we both took the day off of work to try to get some of this stuff nailed out. So, which is, I hope, you know, as a listener, you understand, like, that is how important y'all are to us.
Yep.
You know, we want to get this down. And in other news, Joe, neither one of us has eaten the other. So to answer that question, we're still not sure.
The night is still young.
But you're full of Twitchy's tacos. So
that's right. Work. Yeah. Yeah. So if I burp in the middle of this, it's because we went to Torture Tacos and I was tortured with delicious tacos. And I ate too much.
The best kind of torture.
And it was incredibly good. That's all I have to say.
Great. Well, I'm happy you were able to finally get some.
Me too.
Cool.
Me too. All right. So, we can't have a Fireside Swift episode without talking about something Swift related, right?
We could try. We have before, I believe.
Oh, we did one.
That one, I don't think it worked out well.
Yeah, people didn't listen to that one as much. Spoiler alert.
So guess what?
thank you for the few people who listened to that episode. it was definitely not one of our more popular episodes.
No, we were lazy.
But that's actually what that episode was about, was thanking you. So right. It was like an extra thank you right. to those of you who listen to us, regardless of whether or not we teach you anything. So
exactly. So saw it as us being lazy. Which
is this your segue?
This is my segue. I'm trying to get there.
Keep going. Sorry, I didn't mean to keep going.
No, I was going to say lazy, and then you were going to catch on in a much smoother fashion.
We are great at segues.
I know.
Fantastic. Keep going.
So tonight is lazy loading. What it is, why we do it, how we do it.
That's the one we're going with, lazy loading?
That's what I wrote the notes for, so I
what
hope
about,
that's
about lazy store properties, or... lazy initialization, or like I just like to say, lazy instantiation.
All mean the same thing. All mean the different names for the same thing. From what, either that, or I've written notes on like four very separate ideas that are actually not the same at all.
I love how Zach's got these notes that says we need to pick a term and stick with it, but
and then you just bombed.
I love doing that. Yeah. And I feel it's important to recognize that. It could be called lazy loading, in which case you're talking about the same thing as lazy instantiation or lazy initialization or even lazy store properties. So, there you go. We should stick with one.
For the sake of the episode, what are you going to title the episode then?
I don't know. I title it whatever we say that's weird. So,
what are you going to put in the description?
Lazy.
Just lazy? That's actually very appropriate.
Probably lazy bars or something. I'll do lazy loading. That one, you were right. That does have nice, it rolls off the tongue.
Exactly.
Nice. So it probably rolls off the eyes well when you read it. Mm-hmm. So
It's pleasing.
It's pleasing, yeah. Absolutely.
So what does a lazily loaded, is that what you would say?
Sure.
What would a lazily loaded variable be?
It probably has a beer. It's got a nice floaty thing, and it's just lying there on the river, just letting the river take it.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
Yeah.
But in Swift, what does it do?
Oh, well, it's definitely, if the water gets really swift, it's just going to like hit some rocks and probably flip over, in which case it's not going to have a good day.
But in code, what does it do? If I were to
I could keep going with this, but I'm not.
If I were to write a Swift app for the iPhone, which is created by Apple, what would the lazy keyword on a variable do for me?
All right, so the main thing with lazy loading, at least when I use lazy loading, it's because I, at the point of initialization of an object, I want a stored property. But I cannot, like, I do not have all the information I need during that initialization, like, in that init method.
Right.
But I know before I use that property, I will have that information. Like, it's going to be in this object. And it could be that when I'm, immediately after init is done... Mm-hmm. And all my other properties are, you know, have values. Excuse me. Yes.
There's the torture.
It's the torches. it's just like sitting there in my throat. It's like, it could be that like immediately after that init method, I will have all the properties I need. And like, I just want to use self dot something.
Right.
You know, to create this other property. Mm-hmm. And, or it could be that in the case that I used today, literally, the superclass had a property that it gets, you know, that gets created on initialization. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't, in the subclass of that superclass, in that subclass, I could not, even though I had all the information I needed, I would either have to recreate that prior property or... I wanted to use that first property.
Right.
So what I did is I used a lazy var and used the super class's property to create that that subclass property.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, so that's when I use it, and I feel... Oh, there's a couple other reasons, too, to use it, right? Yeah. Like, you were naming a couple of those earlier, Zach.
Oh, okay. You're just going to toss it to me like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can use it if you, like you said, the object has a property that is dependent on outside factors. You could also use it if that property requires a complex or computationally expensive setup. Okay. So if that property needs a lot of oomph behind it,
yeah,
maybe delay that until it's needed, or until you know it actually you actually need it.
Yeah,
and then do all the computing you need to do, and then you're ready to go.
Yeah, because like if you've got some things that just take a while to initialize, and you've got like hundreds of these things, or maybe even 10 of these things, but they all take seconds to initialize, and you don't need them right now, you could delay that till later.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just having them all happen at once during the one initialization, and that could really affect the performance of your app.
Right.
Another thing is maybe you don't use all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you use lazy loading, then if you don't use that property at all,
mm-hmm.
then you don't waste that computation time to initialize it.
Mm-hmm. Or storage space, correct?
I would say memory.
Memory.
Yeah, well, not yeah, necessarily storage space, but yeah, memory. Like yeah. RAM. So, yep. Yeah, if something's like, you know, uses a lot of RAM and you don't use it ever.
Right.
Yeah, lazy load it.
Yep. Perfect. So what happens if I have a lazy loading property and I never load it with any information, but then I try to access it later. So I attempt, like there's nothing there, right? Because okay. It's a lazy, but then I do, you know, object dot whatever that property is.
Yeah, try to access that property. Right.
Yes.
Well, that's when it's going to do whatever, because a lazy var, is a computed property.
Yeah.
So you're going to have a closure essentially with code in it, and it's going to return something, and it's going to return the value of that property.
Okay.
So if you try to access it before it's been initialized, what it'll do is will compute what that property should be,
mm-hmm.
return that value. So at this point, if it's one of those things that takes a long time to right. initialize, it could be a long time this first time right. you access it. But then it will return that value.
Okay.
And then after that, that value is stored.
Mm-hmm.
And so the next time you access it, there is no computation time.
Right.
It just gives you back.
So you just get the same thing over and over again?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. That so it's actually a pretty neat concept.
Yeah.
And I'm glad Swift has it.
Me too. So what about an example?
I'm going to give you the chance to give this example. So go right ahead.
Well, we spoke about it before the show, and you seem to shy away from it a little bit, but I'm just going to
go full in.
So when I was reading all of these tutorials, I was thinking like Superman and his cape, right?
Okay.
So you have a Superman object well before he needs his cape, right? Like he's a kid growing up.
This is Clark Kent,
right?
Yeah.
And they're the same. I don't know if you know this, but when he takes he's just glasses. It's literally just glasses. It's just glasses.
I know, it's just glasses. And like a suit, right?
Yeah, but yeah. It's just glasses. So, you know, Clark Kent wouldn't want to wear the cape around all the time. That
sure.
kind of gives...
The kid know, Clark.
Right.
Or well, the reporter Clark.
Kid Clark. We'll go okay. Kid Clark, right? Okay. But once he hits a certain age, you know, then he's flying around, he is Superman, then he needs the cape.
Okay.
Right? So that is when you fill that property of the Superman object.
He's got to make the cape.
Got to make the cape, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did he make the cape or does mom make the cape? I don't remember what the story is on this.
I don't remember, but I know he didn't have it at the beginning.
He's got mad sewing skills if he made it.
You can just add that to the resume. Probably yeah. at the top, right before flying.
Well, I mean, he's got like every other power, so... Yeah. You know, it's just like another power he's got is like right. sewing eyes.
Well, he's got super speed. So
Yeah.
Like, he could so quickly, at the very least.
Do we know if he's got really, like, nimble fingers, like, that he can... Like, I don't know if that's one of his superpowers.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What if that was his downfall?
Super surgery.
Sewing.
Yeah.
Do everything but sew. And that's all he ever wanted to do was
his hands shake because he's moving so fast. Yeah. It's like anytime he touches it, it just like starts fires.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
All right. So hopefully that example helps you. I think it's great.
You're not even gonna explain. No, there's no
explanation.
What do you say?
So it explains itself.
Okay, go ahead.
I mean, I'm trying to think. I think we pretty much covered the gist of it.
Yes.
Is there any things we should probably talk about, like any things to avoid in particular with it, or maybe not avoid, but like go towards? I don't know.
Right, or just to keep in mind when using the lazy keyword. So if you have a property that is lazy, it can be accessed. It can be accessed by multiple threads.
Oh, that's right. It's not atomically initialized.
Exactly. So if multiple threads are trying to access it, then there's no guarantee it'll be initialized only once.
Yeah, so I didn't know this until you put this in the show notes, and I thought about it, and I was like, oh, that makes sense, but that also sucks.
Right.
And now it makes me wonder what actually gets saved. Probably the last one that gets done computing is what I would guess.
You would think it would just overwrite.
Yeah, because the var.
Right. So, yeah, and that's I agree with you. Yeah, I would think it would just be overwritten until that last thread deals with it, and then that's what
that would make sense to me. But that can be bad because now you've got two different objects,
right?
Or whatever it happens to be, like so
you're operating in an unknown state,
and
if you don't know what to expect, it's very hard to write code.
So keep that in mind. That's that is something I didn't know, and it makes me a little more wary of lazy loading, but I tend to not use lazy loading for things that take a long time.
Right.
I try to avoid things that take a long time, so it's not generally what I do.
Right. But. So Objective-C had a version of lazy loading. Did you ever use that?
I did not.
I wouldn't have if I had written any Objective-C. I found a snippet of lazy loading with Objective-C, and it made my eyes bleed. Like, I looked at it, I thought, this is a great opportunity for me to broaden my horizons. I'll learn a little more. I'll be better as a person for this. And I spent 3 minutes staring at maybe 7 lines of code, and just I said, you know what, it's not worth it. I'll just stay the same crappy person I am right now. I'm not gonna deal with that.
Were those bloody tears of joy?
They were not. No, they were tears of misery and shame.
Because Objective-C is a great language, and you're shamed that you didn't decide to stick with it and learn it.
I don't think that
there's
was
like
the
this
case.
Look, by the way, I'm just gonna so there's this look of disgust on Zach's face right now. I just want to describe this look of disgust.
It's, well, you know, my
the horror and disgust,
the tacos
really...
I ate are now churning in my stomach, and the more we talk about Objective-C, the worse it gets.
Fine. Let's see. Okay, so you also... I'm trying to think. I'm looking at the notes, and now I'm not... What else is important here? That
okay,
we
you can
about?
Use lazy only with members of a struct or a class. So no
emails. Oh, yeah. That's curious to me. You probably didn't find why that is the case.
I didn't.
I've never tried to do lazy loading.
I was about to say, I didn't even verify that.
Okay,
that was something that got dropped into the notes like last minute. So I don't know if someone out there does know the reason why, or if this is actually incorrect information, please let us know. We will fix it on the next show.
Yeah
that's the kind of follow-up we pay very close attention to.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Cool. Is there anything else?
No, that's it. We did get a 5-star review.
Hey.
And I'm hoping it's from the Starbucks guy.
The Starbucks guy?
I'm hoping the Starbucks guy is that Starbucks guy, The Starbucks guy that we spoke about. If he lists
is that, I want to hear from this guy. Like, if it's really the guy from Starbucks
yes.
that did all those things that from that story you told. And if you do we know, do you remember what episode that was?
I do not. I do not.
Yeah, we gotta try to figure that out.
But if you were the angry Starbucks guy from the Starbucks on Anderson Lane in Austin, Texas, from a month and a half ago, somewhere around there, probably. Thank you for the 5-star review.
Yeah.
I didn't think your heart was capable of love, judging by what I saw that day.
And yeah, and we would like to buy you a cup of Starbucks coffee. I know you don't drink it.
No,
but you know that'll be on us. Just to help you.
He would pour the coffee out.
Yeah.
And then just fill the cup with a beer.
Or Slurpee. Isn't that what, didn't get a Slurpee? Or
yeah,
he got
the Slurpee.
Yeah. So one of those. I mixed Slurpee and slushy. Slushy. Yeah. Which was
a Slurshee?
Slurshee. Hey, we got a new brand. Yeah. Just mix Slurpees and slushies together. It's a Slurshee.
We'll just ride on the coattails of the greats that came before us.
That's the right way to do it. Those are great capes. Okay.
So we will drop the links to my source material for these notes in our show notes.
Yep.
So, you know, if you're listening, feel free to go out and read them to your heart's content. Other than that, I think we're done.
Yeah.
Face to face.
I know. Weird.
I feel like that was very quick.
Yeah. Well, it was. So we knew this wasn't. I was going to be busy and, you know, like, it's just, this was going to be a hard one for us to get together. So we picked a shorter topic.
Oddly enough, it was going to be hard for us to get together when he was literally down the hall.
Yeah, but like, okay, so we're recording the night after the final day I've done this. So it's like, I'm not completely awake right now. It was daylight save. Like, we lost an hour last night.
Just to compound things a little bit.
Yeah, and I've been putting in, like, I don't know, like...
like a solid 4 hours of work.
Yeah, solid four hours. At least solid four. No, it's like nonstop. So we didn't know if we'd be able to record at all.
Yep.
But we're glad we did, so...
Yep. So, where can they reach you?
They can reach me. Wait, are we?
I was gonna say, where can they reach you when you're not in Austin?
Oh, when I'm not in Austin.
You're not in Austin.
Because yeah, you definitely can't reach me in Austin with this.
Because I tweeted the other day, you know, asking if anybody was in town for South by Southwest.
That's right. Nobody responded.
Nobody responded.
And you said you were asking for a friend,
And I was asking for a friend, but no one knew that I was actually asking for a friend.
That's amazing.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. You can reach me on Twitter at SW Berard. That's B as in boy, E-R-A-R-D as in dog. Zach, how do we reach you you're not in Austin?
I'm always in Austin, pretty much. Like 95% of the time, so I'm in Austin.
How do we reach you when you're in Austin?
Whether I'm in Austin or out, I'm at ZFalgu1 on Twitter. That's at ZF as in Frank, A-L-G-O-U-T, and the number 1. And the Fireside Swift account that no one responded to. So more people should probably follow.
Probably good.
Is at Fireside_Swift.
Great. Well, thank you all for coming out.
And high five.
High five. We'll see you next week.
Take it easy. And we're back.
So additional follow-up.
Yes. Well, normally we go over what's going on in the Swift Coders network of podcasts, right?
Yeah, and we've just, like, I've been to blame Garrick and Steven. Steven Sherry, not me, Steven.
I blame you.
But we're going to blame them because they've taken enough of a break that it's confused us, and I've forgotten to talk about Swift Coders. But we actually have... a friend of Swift Coders. I don't know if he's actually a part of the Swift Coders Network or podcast yet.
Is he? Well, he's got the Swift Cody, yeah.
Oh, then yeah, he's totally...
down there on the bottom.
Totally a member of the Swift Coders Network or podcast now. My good friend, E-Man, has...
the Swift Craft Podcast.
Wow, that's nice. That's the first time I've seen the logo.
Yeah, there you go.
That looks great.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, okay.
And matches the gradient.
Yeah.
The Cody itself.
Well done.
Yeah. No, he did a great job with it. He actually has two episodes out. He did not tell any of us that this was going on.
And here's the thing. He records one a month is the plan.
Yes.
So that means he's been doing this for over 2 months without telling us.
Left us completely in the dark.
So I guess we shouldn't feel too bad about forgetting to talk about this during the episode.
You know what? You're right.
Yeah.
Serves him right.
But we did tell him before we recorded this that we would talk about it, so I do feel a little bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways,
this is us making up for that.
Yeah.
Fine.
Anyways, on the way to Torture Tacos,
so good.
Yeah, very good. Very good. We were listening to episode one, mm-hmm. With Paul Hudson.
Yeah. Two Straws himself.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Like, yep. I really enjoyed listening to it so far. I'm looking forward to finishing the episode.
Right. Yeah. Torches is only about
it's not that far
15
away.
Minutes, 10, 15 minutes away.
Yeah. The concept is really cool. Like,
yes.
It's a combo of really what we do
yes.
and what Garrick does.
Exactly. So Garrick has someone on, and then they talk about their Swift journey. You and I get together, and we talk about something Swift-related, a concept or a topic Swift-related.
Yeah, because nobody cares about our journey.
No. Oh, God. My journey, I hadn't even begun yet. So I'm like, still underqualified to be doing this, period. But what the Swiftcraft podcast does is E-Man brings on a guest, and they talk about one Swift related topic per episode.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So it's going to lead to probably more original content than what you get from us. You get consistent content from us, right?
Yep.
Like that's the thing with us. And we record weekly, so there's the thing there too.
Four times more.
Yeah.
We have to keep riding that.
Like just lots of just us talking.
Yep.
Millie,
why are you kicking the couch?
Yeah.
Sorry
Zach's,
to hear
Zach's
that.
Dog is just like smacking her face and the couch. So hopefully you get a little bit of humor from us too. But
yes.
Again, this is a really great addition to the Swift Coders Network podcast. I think you're going to get some really neat original content out of it. Great perspective
yes.
from different experts in the field.
Yes.
And having Paul Hudson on as the first episode.
Like, right, that's a big get.
What a get, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And his voice, man. Like
I know.
He should be just doing podcasts nonstop.
All the time.
Like,
all the time.
And, you just got one of those radio voices.
Right? It was perfect.
What are you doing with your life, Paul? Jeez.
Swift stuff. Books and things.
He could be doing audio.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I mean, he's got some videos out there. So yeah, the first episode was with Two Straws. The second episode is AR Kit with Mohammed Azam.
Yeah, so check that out.
Yep.
How long are each episode?
So the first one is, I think, an hour and 10 minutes. We have 50 minutes left
okay.
to listen to it. First 20, solid.
Solid
first 20.
Downhill from there, but solid first 20.
And the second one is 38 minutes.
Okay.
So it seems like
it varies. Okay.
Yeah,
it's probably depending on the guest.
Yep, exactly. So
yeah. And there's a little bit of an intro on this first one, too.
Oh, that is true.
That's probably not on the other ones.
So I'm looking forward to finishing up that episode and listening to the next one. Then congratulations for getting it out there. I wish you had told us.
I like it.
There we go.
People are going to hate it.
People are going to hate it.
We joked around way more than normal.
Yeah, we did. But that's to be expected.
Yeah.
We got a high five in there. We didn't clap before the show.
No.
Which we could have, and it would have like...
That would have helped.
But there's not a lot that we did. And, you're only dealing with one audio file, which will probably help.
I don't have to worry about syncing. There's nothing to sync.
Right.
Like,
but you still like seeing the spike, so you know...
Yeah, I can figure it out.
Where to go.
Yeah. By the way, this is all going to the after show.
What?
This.
This?
This.
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 That?
That.
Even that?
Not that.
Okay. Good. I didn't want that to be there.
Yeah. So what do you want to talk about?
I don't know. I don't know. There's we've done a lot of talking.
Yeah.
See, we should have recorded every conversation we had.
No, we've had a lot of conversations that should have been after shows.
Right.
And a lot of good like things that could have made great show titles.
I know. Road Pancake.
Road Pancake.
Road Pancake. That's a good one.
That was a good one.
I thought it sounded like a Fish song.
You listen to Fish?
I don't. But I listen to Marco Arment. It sounds like
he mentions some of the titles, the
like Meat Stick. It sounds like Road Pancake would be the follow up to Meat Stick.
Yeah, I actually think so. Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
That was a good Road Pancake though. It had chocolate chips in it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's how we do it here. We have two small children and a Steven staying with us, so we thought add some chocolate chips.
Yeah, Road Pancakes.
Road Pancakes.
With chocolate chips in them.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been awesome having you out, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, I haven't seen you much, but it's been nice staying here.
While you haven't seen me much, we have seen each other more than we usually do.
That is true.
Think positively.
Like 100% more.
At least 100%. At least 100%.
Yeah, it's been really interesting. Like, and we've had this podcast for close to 7 months now, or over 7 months. Over, right?
Over 7 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I still find it hilarious that we didn't physically meet.
No.
Until, no. Yeah, we weren't even sure if we're going to keep the podcast going because, like, you know, yeah, it's,
Yeah, yeah.
Because we haven't met each other yet. That's how timid we were.
Yeah, exactly. So, and I didn't know if you coming out would mean the end of the podcast. It's, like,
I think it is. Like, I think this is the peak.
Okay.
Right here. It's just,
we're done?
That's it.
Wow, and we left on that episode?
Lazy.
That's unfortunate.
We left on the right episode.
We're done with this, y'all.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. If
no,
Steve
this,
puts all
this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship that we actually know what each other looks like.
Yeah, now. I wouldn't just like pass you on the street anymore. Yeah. I'd be like, that guy looks vaguely familiar.
Yeah.
Can't remember totally. Who he was, but
yeah. And your dog is like the spiritual like link to my dog. Like Millie is very similar to Rocky.
She just wants to lay down and sleep and get love.
Yeah, like if you met Rocky, wants. That's all he does. And lick things.
Oh yeah, she loves licking
things. No, the Rocky does that too.
But your dog is like one tenth the size
of my
dog.
Oh yeah, Millie could eat Rocky in one bite, but still, like they're both fuzzy.
Yeah, very fuzzy.
Very fuzzy.
Very, very fuzzy.
They both have the same kind of temperament.
Yeah, very calm.
Very
calm.
Yeah.
Even with the 50% saber-toothed tiger that Rocky is?
Yeah, but that's where, you know, he gets a little bit of that vicious streak where he, like, eats people.
Oh, okay.
But
that's easy to look over, right?
Yeah, as long as you just ignore the blood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a vicious rockpocalypse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually have a real... What have you thought of Austin? Because you said this is your first time.
Yeah, first time in Austin. I liked it. Weather was weird.
Weather is... That's Texas weather. Yeah. So, you asked me what you should bring for the 4 days you were going to be here. Yeah. And I said, you're coming to Texas. You kind of just need everything. And I don't know if you believe me or not, because again, you showed up with a Ziploc baggie full of clothes.
Yeah.
And you thought that was
I did not come up with a Ziploc baggie full of clothes. I brought
a larger Ziploc baggie
full of clothes. This is actually a Tom Benn backpack that I got because Casey List talks about how much he likes Tom Benn backpacks. And it is a freaking awesome backpack with a million pockets. And it was a lifesaver at the event because
it was a lightsaber.
It was
a
lightsaber, yeah.
Wow.
It turned into that. No, it was a lifesaver, like just having all the different pockets to put like the devices in one pocket and like cables in another and like the assets in another. So it was just like really great to have the different storage compartments. So I have actual Ziploc bags in the bag, but the bag itself is not a Ziploc bag.
So that's right. You know, that's for going home. You know, you can double what you're taking back, right? Ziploc baggies.
Yeah.
But so.
Okay, so
you
Austin,
got here.
Yeah.
You got here. It was mild, like it was 70s.
Yeah, yeah, it was. I remember it being a little chilly-ish that first night.
Yeah.
But not like, I mean, it was fine.
Right.
And
then yesterday.
Friday.
Right, Friday.
Friday.
I thought Friday was the same as Thursday.
No. Well, yeah, I guess, but I wasn't there all day Thursday. Right. I got in the evening. Excuse me. More of those torture tacos.
It'll be there all night.
Yeah.
All night.
And so Friday was, yeah, it was a little cool, like all day. Nothing crazy, just mild weather. Yep. That's kind of what I expected for the, I was like, oh, okay, this is what the weather's going to be like.
Yep. And then yesterday happened where it was over 90 degrees.
Yeah.
It was 91.
We
92.
Actually had someone pass out.
Oh, did you
waiting
really?
In line to get in to the event.
Yeah, that's important.
Like, I mean, it was hot.
Yep.
And luckily, so one of the great things about my job was like I was there to support the event, but I wasn't supposed to work the event.
Mm-hmm.
Like it wasn't my job necessarily that I had to be the check-in person or I had to be one of the people stationed at one of the photography areas or anything like that, or be the greeter or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I could float, and I would oftentimes spend some time at every one of the stations because I could, and it was kind of fun. It was kind of my choice whenever I wanted to do it. And so, like, there was a point in time when I went outside and I helped check in because there wasn't enough people out there for a bit. But it was so hot. I was like, after a little while, I was like, yeah, I'm going to hand this off to somebody else. I'm going back inside.
Yep. And then today, it's 55 degrees outside.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's just been all over the place. Yep. Friday night it rained a little bit.
Yep, Friday night it rained a little bit.
It's just like it's been all over the place. And it's like,
it's supposed to get down to 47 tonight.
Yeah, in Santa Monica, like, we get a low of, like, high 50s and a high of high 70s.
Yeah.
Like,
no.
That's it. Every day,
yeah.
Year round, pretty much. I mean, there's some days it's a little higher.
Too predictable.
Yeah.
Where's the fun in your life?
If it's going to be high, it'll be high for multiple days, and then it'll slowly come down to normal times again. Yeah.
No.
Unless there's like some weird storm coming in.
Texas weather, so you've been here for 4 days, and you've experienced...
It was windy today, too. Like,
yeah, it was
crazy
super
windy.
So you've experienced just about every season. Like, you've had... Four seasons in 4 days.
Well, it wasn't like snowing or anything.
But for Texas, it's...
That was Texas
40,
winter.
47 is kind of, yeah, you're getting down there.
That's not that cold. But yeah, I mean, so it's not like D.C. or New York or anything like that. So it's not that bad.
No.
Like,
but it
the weather was
wildly.
Yeah, I didn't expect like how quickly the weather would change.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember yesterday... It was actually a little chilly in the morning, but then it got to like so hot. It was crazy. Hot and humid too. It was a little humid.
Yep.
Not crazy humid. It was not like Houston humid, but
no. Well, Houston's a swamp.
Yeah.
So
that'll do it.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah.
You were down by the river.
Yeah. So it was nice, in general. And the downtown area reminds me of home. I mean, LA is a big city. Austin's a big city.
Mm-hmm.
It had a big city feel to it. I mean, I know LA is much, much bigger, but
yes.
Like on my side of LA, it's like Santa Monica is kind of like on an island compared to regular LA. It's
how so?
It really,
y'all dug moats or something?
Like, people talk about this in LA. Like,
okay.
Santa Monica just sort of like exists on its own, like away from LA. And people who live in Santa Monica generally don't visit the rest of LA.
Mm-hmm.
And people all like, it really, it's west side versus east side, really. Like, the east side of LA, people stay on the east side.
Mm-hmm.
And the west side of LA stays on the west side.
Yep.
And, it's just hard to get into the other side, so it's just it kind of felt like, you know, just like a little area
that's
that you know, Santa Monica is.
That's funny because in Austin, it's north versus south. Okay. Like, if you're north, you stay north. If you're south, you stay south.
Yeah. And it really, like, for...
And you can co-mingle in downtown, but that's, like, the middle ground.
Well, for...
And then you
break apart. For L.A., going downtown is a pain. It takes, like, an hour. Oh, you know what we forgot to do?
What did we forget to do?
We should probably put this part in the show.
We probably should.
Yeah.
Are you going to do that?
Or we can just... Should we keep it in the after show?
No, it should be part of the show. Okay, we should put it in the show. Because not everybody listens to the after show.
All right, so let's keep this going, and then we'll record a segment. So this is funny, you get this in the after show. But yep. We're gonna record something later, and this will be the first time I've actually, like, normally I don't cut things and put it into the show, but this will be one of the few times where we record something later and put it into it. So it should sound incredibly awkward.
It'll be seamless. Oh. Awkward?
Yeah. Oh. Anyways.
And it probably happened because we're together. Like, that's usually not something
we... Yeah, because normally we write notes about things.
And in fact, I spoke about doing it right before we started. Yeah. And then... We did the show.
Fun stuff. Anyway.
So yeah, Austin, you like it. I'm happy to hear.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. Good food, friendly people, not that much traffic. I know, like...
It's funny because it feels like so much here, but you're coming from, like, traffic hell.
Yeah.
So anywhere you go, comparatively, is better than where you're from.
Yeah, well, except for
outside
Hawaii.
Outside of Hawaii. I know, Hawaii.
Yeah. But, like, so, like, that was funny because, like, I heard, like, so many people talking about how South by Southwest is going to be, oh, the traffic's going to be awful. I'll bet you the traffic will be awful tomorrow. So, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But I worked Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And it was at the beginning of the festival, not, like...
Exactly, the beginning of the festival. And, like, and Friday, I had to be there at noon. So... Mm. I left later in the day, so I probably missed the morning rush hour.
Saturday, you had to be there early.
Saturday, you'd be there early, but people don't work on Saturday.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
There's no rush hour. Yeah. So I think I got lucky in the scheme of South by Southwest traffic. I'll bet you the bad days are coming. And, like, probably when I got to get on the plane is going to be awful. Because I got to be there early Tuesday morning. Yeah. So that's probably going to be terrible. But otherwise, traffic was almost non-existent.
That's good to hear. Yeah. Because that hardly ever happens. I mean, we get so in mid-January, my wife and I drove downtown on a Friday night, just a Friday night, nothing crazy happening, but there's an escape room down there that we were going to do. And everybody knows our feelings about escape rooms if they've listened to that show, which they should have.
Of course.
So I got home from work around 5, because I work 7 to 4. Mm-hmm. Around 5... Oh, no. Actually, I took that day off. So we left around 5.
Okay.
It took us over an hour to get from our house to downtown.
So twice as long as it would take without traffic. I know this because... Exactly. I just drove that today.
Exactly.
It took almost exactly half hour.
Exactly. When you were asking, you know, how long does it take? Well, I'm like, oh, I mean, every time I go down there, I'm fighting traffic. And so I would say, you know, schedule at least an hour to do that. And then you're like, oh, no, it was fine. I drove there. Nothing.
Yeah.
Fine.
If it took an hour, that's like... Not bad, because, like, I've had friends invite me to, like, Hollywood on, like, Friday evening. They're, like, in town and they're in Hollywood. And Hollywood's not far from Santa Monica. Like, physically speaking, it's, like, 3 miles, 5 miles or something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not far. No, maybe it's a little more than that, but it's not far.
I mean, downtown from here is, like, 17-ish miles, something like that.
But I'll look at, like, traffic to get there.
Yeah.
Like, I'll look at Google Maps, and it'll be, like, an hour and a half, hour 45 minutes to get to Hollywood. It's like, this is, like, a 15-minute drive without traffic. Like, why does it take so long?
Oh, that sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah. So, That's L.A. Like, you measure how far something away is, not by miles, but by minutes of getting there.
See, we do that here in Texas. Like, when we were living in Beaumont, people say, how far away is it, you know, Beaumont from Houston, you say about an hour and a half. But those are two different cities.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not. This is like. It's different 90 miles. This is
different neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. That's... So, yeah, I appreciated that. Like, the traffic was not bad at all. A lot of one-way streets was annoying. I should have not gotten a rental car and just done Lyft because it's a pain driving in like weird cities, especially when they've got a bunch of one-way streets.
Especially when they have garages. No. Especially when they have garages with plenty of open spots during something like South by Southwest, and you think you just park there, even though the sign says no South by Southwest parking. And what happened again?
Yeah, so my car got locked in a private company's building. I mean, what was cool is it's the parking lot for Atlassian. So, you know, they're that building. Yeah.
So you get to know what their lobby looked like for a while.
So my argument is, why was it so easy to just pull in there and park if they don't want you parking there?
Because like, we're in Texas, we just assume you're going to understand when it says...
They want to steal your car.
When the sign says no South by Southwest parking, we assume...
It had prices. It had prices on it.
Right. Yeah. And those prices are for non-South by Southwest.
It didn't say this is private parking only.
It did say... Was there a sign...
There was a sign that said no South by Southwest parking.
Question.
But I wasn't a visitor to South by Southwest.
Were you attending an event...
No.
For South by Southwest.
I was working an event.
I'm think like working in a like you attend something when you work.
No, I was working.
Were you physically at a space?
I had to be there.
Were you physically at a space?
Anyways, my car got locked into this garage overnight. And then I thought the next day the garage will be open again. And so
the next day was Saturday.
And so it was not. So I actually had to call up the custodian of the garage and then talk to security in the building to let... And they escorted me to my car to get that out. Yeah.
Yeah. Next time, just follow the signs.
Or actually, next time, I am not getting a rental car.
That is also
I think we did the math and...
We did do the math and I think you would have come out
cheaper to just get Lyft all the way. Lyft.
But I don't...
The thought was that there would be a lot of traffic and so the Lyft prices would be way more expensive. And it turned out to not be the case.
Yeah.
So you live, you learn.
Yep. We'll know for next time when you hit all the traffic and end up paying
triple
Lyft
fees. That's what happened. Yeah. Yeah.
This is the traffic I was wondering about. Yeah. This is where I thought, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It'll be an event. Yeah. It'll be later in South by when, like,
it'll be a bigger event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, I'm happy to hear you like it and you're welcome back anytime.
Yep.
I mean, not to my house, but to Austin.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I was going to. No,
you've been a hellacious guest.
I mean, I did put that hole in your living room, so.
Yeah, but we're going to.
But that, when nice, the nice, nice thing about that is, like, that's just another entrance for me to come in, so. I mean, I could put in another hole if you want. One of those.
No, I think we're good with one. Okay. With the one. We're going to talk about what we want to do with the space now that it's opened.
You don't like the car there?
Well, this is like the parking garage. There's no South by Southwest parking in our living room.
Just put a metal door. Like, just, it's a garage now. Literally a garage.
Yeah, exactly.